Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're live tonight on the 14th day of May, Sunday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Glad to have you aboard here on WWCR around the world on the Mighty Voice, the Gem of the South. We got a very, very interesting scripture research message for you tonight. We believe that will bless your heart to provoke you, you know, to think about where you are in time and the earth in relationship to where you're going. Now, as the old saying is, you'll never know where you're going till you understand where you've been. Where do we come from? Who's the author of our existence? Is there a divine creator, or is man just haphazardly thrown together in a little mud ball, so to speak, on a planet that was nothing more than a mud ball spinning somewhere out in space, and like science would have us to believe that we washed up somewhere as a gob or a glob of substance, and we begin to take on our evolutionary cycle, and now we have come from something washing up on the sands of the sea into the monkey stage, and now we are humans. Ladies and gentlemen, there has to be a divine creator, and that would prove to me, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that there's an intelligence behind those who are possessing the earth. Well, we're going to go to a very interesting scripture, part two. You don't want to miss it. Call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd Call is on the air tonight. Part two of the Hollow Earth. Now, that is in itself a very controversial subject because, you see, a lot of people cannot accept anything other than what they can see, hear, taste, or feel, or touch. The five carnal senses, and the Bible says that's the way that seems right. Everything that seems strange, everything that seems bizarre, maybe possibility has the potential to be right. Have we been steered in the wrong direction, seeking our origin of existence? I'm going to start in the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. As we go into the hollow earth theory, we're going to examine, as we did in part one, we established the fact of some of the situations that mean to suggest that the earth is not a solid sphere, as we've been told. Science tells us that the earth is solid, and that the earth is very thick right down to its small center core of molten lava, or a burning inferno from the center of the earth. Well, some of those theories of science, without any type of scientific information, no one really knows. So then we have to speculate, or we have to trust science for all that we depend on as knowledge. Now, the Bible says again that we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. since that we have rejected knowledge, the Bible says that he will reject us. Now, the bizarre, the things that seem far out, is what we're going to explore. So keep an open mind. We're not going to concrete your feet into a belief system and force you to believe other than what we have taken for granted of see, hear, touch, taste, smell, and the relationship of the carnal mind. Now, the Bible said to be spiritual-minded. Well, what does that mean? That means that literally, if we take the example of the expulsion from the garden. Now, is garden a key code word? And I believe it is. Is it some place from which we came that we're restricted to return to? Now, is there an inward earth? And is there an outward earth? Is there a fourth dimension as well as there's a third dimension? Well, we're going to examine some of those questions that beg for answers. And we're going to look into some of the theories that have been projected down through the years by certain people. And, you know, we covered the diaries of Admiral Byrd and the government of denial. Whatever he found as he reportedly flew into the center of the earth through a polar opening at the North Pole. Now, the theory is that the earth is flattened at the poles. This is an odd or an oddity. If you look at the earth as a sphere, it's not completely round. The concave application of the facts bear this out. Now, the British astronomer Edmund Halley of comet fame proposed that the Earth just might consist of several concentric spheres placed inside one another in the manner of a Chinese box puzzle. The two inner shells had diameters comparable to Mars and Venus, while the solid inner core was as big as the planet Mercury. Well, more startling was his proposal that each of these inner spheres might support life, and that they were supposed to be bathed in perpetual light created by a luminous atmosphere when there was an unusually bright display of aurora borealis. Halley postulated that it might have been caused by glowing gas escaping from the Earth's interior into our atmosphere, and therefore we have what is known to us as the Northern Lights. Listen to the scripture here as we read the expulsion of Adam. And Yah, the Mighty One, the Elohim, Yod-Heh-Vah, said, "Behold, the man, is become as one of us, to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." Well, that sounds to me like that there was a clever prohibition of man of obtaining or touching or eating or approaching or possessing the tree of life. The reason why, that he would live forever. Now, what's wrong with man living forever? Isn't that the whole purpose of why we believe in a creator, that we shall live again? If a man dies, shall he live again, Job said? Well, we're going to examine that question and try to understand why that the Elohim, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Abraham should believe that we were not worthy of taking upon ourselves the tree of life and living forever. Therefore, Yahweh, the Elohim, sent him forth from the garden. Now, we came from somewhere. This garden is a code word for a place of existence prior to the existence of the outer dimension of the earth when man was placed up on the earth. Now, by taking man out of the interdimension, turning everything inside out or outside in, it could be that instead of the theories, and we're going to propose two of you here, and by scientific application of thought, one is that we are living on the outside of the earth, and that someone is living inside the earth, or that we are living inside of the earth and someone is living outside. Now, these are the two theories that we have to look at and to honestly look at. I look at Genesis chapter 3. After we were expelled from the garden, that man was taken from a certain place and removed and restricted, because it says, therefore, Yahweh said that man was removed from the Garden of Eden and he was forbidden. Now listen to this now. To show you that we were driven out from the inward, listen to this. And so he drove out the man. Verse 24, Genesis chapter 3. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep or to protect or forbid man the tree of life. Now, isn't that odd that the gods or the Creator would do such horrible things that we would have to be expelled, that we would be denied that which we should have, and that be eternal life? What was the terrible sin that we did to be driven out? Now, out is opposite of in. In is the opposite of out. Just like light and darkness has no fellowship, those within have no fellowship with them that are without, and vice versa. Well, the Bible's talked about a door. Christ literally said that he was the door. And by me, if any man enter in. So somewhere in our existence of time, we must figure out how to enter in to the straight gate. Now, listen to this. This is going to the fourth chapter after that Cain and Abel were born from the experience of Adam in the garden and Eve in the garden and Satan in the garden and Yahweh in the garden. These are the ones that we've got to look at and to honestly appraise exactly why that the Creator determined that we should not, from this point of being out, reach within and take that which is within to live where we're at without. We've got to die. We've got to leave these earthen bodies, dust we are from the outward, and dust we shall be, forever banished from entering into wherever we were driven from. Well, then the hollow earth, or some other place like the hollow earth, if the inward earth is a place, and the outward earth is a place, and we used to live in one place and exchange one place for the other, and that we were forbidden to go back unless we adopted or followed a certain set of principles to become worthy of eating or taking or being possessors of the tree of life. Now listen to this. Here is the word. This is the punishment of Cain. I want you to really concentrate on what I'm telling you tonight on the inter-earth or the outward earth or the two different spheres or the planes of existence for inward man and outward man. We know he came from somewhere. Let's propose that he came from the inward and came to the outward. The other theory is that we came from the outward and went to the inward. Well, let's find out. And Yahweh said unto Cain for the punishment, now you are cursed from the earth. Now repeat that. You are cursed from the earth. What does that mean? Is he cursed from the surface of the earth, or is he accursed from the interior of the earth to go to the surface? Well, once again, the proposal of the two proposed theories that we're advancing to you tonight to give you some space for the mind to expand and to have a fellowship with the Father. Now, the Bible said to be spiritually minded is life in peace. That life is the tree of life. Spiritual minded people. Those who can gather in the truths and realities without feigning or without looking back, as the Bible says, being a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now they're cursed from the earth which hath opened her mouth. Oh my. Listen to this now. The earth has opened to receive your brother's blood from your hand. The earth opened its door. Remember, the door closed to inward man as he was driven from to. Now, let me repeat that. Adam was driven from to. Was it from the inward to the outward, or was it from the outward to the inward? Think about them things. We have came from a certain particular place called in the Bible, a garden. This garden had the mighty gods walking in our midst. We know the particular two gods that we were instructed to look at in the garden. One was the tree of life, and one was the tree of evil. The woman was restricted from eating of the tree of life. Now, that Strong's number 398 in the Strong's Concordance, the English Bible, is what we call a default of the language or a devaluation, I believe, and perhaps purposely, and if not purposely, maybe haphazardly, it happened in a sense that they made a mistake by penning the wrong word. Well, I don't think so. I think maybe this was divine guidance. However, it's deceptive. Well, who sends us a deceptive suggestion? The Bible says that God Himself, the Almighty, will send those of a lesser being or a lesser understanding. The Bible said we're destroyed for the lesser understanding, save for the expansion of thinking, being able to think, by this process and by understanding, God shall send them a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. So, is that which is up in, or is that which is in up, or that which is out in, or that which is in out? What is the paradox of the oddities of our mind? Have we been deliberately turned around and confused, just like putting a blindfold on a man, spinning him around, and telling him to go in a certain direction, and it's the blind aspect of the blind leading the blind? So then, we got to figure, we got to think, we got to expand into these things that beg an answer. Listen to this now. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you her strength. And a fugitive and a vagabond shall you be, not on the earth, but thou shalt be a fugitive and a vagabond, with the earth not producing its yielding. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the only place that the earth can yield is in the exterior or outside the earth on a sun-drenched planet. Nothing will grow without the sun. Nothing will be blossoming and blooming without its effect into the DNA compositional makeup of the structure of the cells of the plants and the animal kingdom, or man himself. In this same aspect, it has an aging effect. The sun has an aging effect, and then it cuts short man's lifetime. So then, would life be extended where there's no direct ultraviolet rays of the poisonous effect of the sunlight? Perhaps. Would those that live in the earth, if there is such a proposed reality rather than theory, if it turns out to be reality, then we have been the greatest duped surface dwellers by those perhaps dwelling within. What has given us this strong delusion to be confused about where we're from? And again, I repeat, you must know where you have come from. The Bible said, from the dimension of the inward kingdom, or the Garden of Eden, we were driven from. Whether it was in or out, or on or off, is the question that begs an answer to the proposed theories of the hollow earth. Think about this now. If you look at the proposed theory that the earth might consist of several concentric spheres by Mr. Haley's theory, this man was no fluke, and he wasn't proposing something that was so far from the possibility of reality. Now, Verne and Burroughs and a lot of other writers of the science fictional era were inspired by the theories of an early 19th century American eccentric named John Cleves Sims. And like Haley, Sims thought that the earth was made up of five concentric spheres, but he added a new wrinkle to his theory, that there was a huge opening, properly called the Sims Hole, at each of the poles, and the ocean flowed in and out of these openings. In other words, the interior of the earth was supposed to be inhabited. Now, let me read a little bit more. Cain was expelled from the earth, and he was to become a vagabond in the earth. Is there a race of giants of enormous stature and intellect that's far advanced, living longer inside the earth, and there is the surface dwellers that are on the earth because of the things that I projected to you, as the sunlight would shorten your time and yet grow food into a DNA process that would actually shorten your days? Well, some of these theories that we're positioning here, that he even petitioned, this is Sims, he even petitioned Congress for money to finance the expedition, and the proposal garnered 25 votes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you was to think about 25 of your senators now voting in this theory, would it not people think today in this modern era that they were mad and beside themselves? You see, we haven't really advanced to explore the scientific as well as the theories of spiritual realities, as much as we have regressed into a hardening of position to refuse to even explore the possibilities that we are not alone, not only in this earth, on this earth, or around this earth. And ladies and gentlemen, the possibilities of all three of those things that I just proposed to you have enormous consequences by the judgment that you decide. Choose this day who you will believe. Now, if you go back to the things of the photographs that I spoke about from the space age, they show the polar holes, but the hollow earthers are not about to be put down by such evidence, as they say it's all part of a cover-up. The satellite photos are all retouched to hide the hole. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, the early photographs of the Earth from space did show what appeared to be a gigantic hole at the pole. The pictures, however, were composites made up of smaller photographs, and the hole was simply an area that had not been photographed, but those who advanced the theory said that was nonsense, because the real photographs that slipped through the web of censorship by accident, as with the bird process when he went into the earth by flying 2,700 miles in his expedition, these polar hole photographs have become pillars of the fact that the earth actually does have two poles, openings, and the oceans flowing in to connect the water within and the water without. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that some of the things that Pastor Buddy has projected to you here in this hour have seemed crazy if you think about it. But if you look at the more bizarre theory that I'm going to advance to you tonight, is the theory of a gentleman's name by Mr. Teed. He was Cyrus Reed Teed. He was an herbal doctor from Unica, New York. He held that the scientists that had gotten it all backwards in their scientific evidence and their theories, and that the earth was hollow, and that we're actually living on the inside rather than the outside. Now, I know it's quite crazy to really even think that that's reality, because it seems like that we're living on the outside looking out into space. But let me show you something. Many of his methods of accounting for observable phenomena in the terms of the hollow earth were really quite ingenious if you look at the theories. The sun, he said, was at the center of Mr. Teed's hollow earth, and it was half light and half dark. It was the rotation of the two-sided central sun that caused the illusion, oh my, that the sun rises and sets. The moon, the planets, and the stars were not distant objects, but merely reflections of light. The reason that we couldn't see across the other side of the earth was that the atmosphere was too dense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the theories that is now being looked at by more and more serious scientists, as they are now looking at these absurd, bizarre theories that have been proposed over 100 years ago. The mathematical fiddling, if you look at this, is nothing more than what we need to have to expand the mind to accept that what is within is without, and that we're actually living in a satanic illusion brought about by the Father as a punishment for the fall of the inward to the outward, or the outward to the inward, dependent. We're one or the other, ladies and gentlemen. Or it could be both. Now, let me show you something. Cain said unto Yahweh, verse 13 of Genesis chapter 4, Yahweh said to Cain, you've got to be a fugitive, and I'm going to turn you out, and you shall be in the earth. Cain said unto Yahweh, my punishment is greater than I can bear. What punishment was it? Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. Now, this language could be considered or construed as very ambiguous in its relationship from, in, or to. But let's go back and look at the scripture. For thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back and remember that Adam was driven out. He was restricted from coming back from where he was sent from. Is there a place where we have no access, where we've been literally cut off from the divine purpose that was given man to live forever? Why were we denied that privilege? What scientific reasoning would cut our lifetime to the point of eternal beings down to temporal beings? What process, what evolutionary process, if there is an evolutionary process of man, do we have for the fact that the hollow earth had an amazing universe within, and that we are actually living perhaps on the inside? Now, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that we are at 0 point of what I told you in the first episode? We're coming near. We're at the 11th point of the scale of the 13-point limitation of the vibrational cycle frequency of the earth. One or two more pegs on the cycle, and then we have what is known as a reversal of the poles, a magnetic shift of the electronic, or if you will, the electromagnetic energies that circle the earth and in the earth. We're going to come up to a time of trouble such as never was. These answers that beg the question rather is the opposite of the question begging an answer. Ladies and gentlemen, we put the cart before the horse. We've been turned inside out rather than outside in, and we have two different words here, that Cain was driven out from the face of the earth, and the Bible says that he would be in the earth. Now, we have reports from all over the world that there are beings of enormous magnitude of knowledge, structure, and stature. We know that there's giants in the earth, and the Book of Enoch describes giants being 36 foot tall. We have accounts from people that lived that says that they were giants in the earth that had been taken to the center of the earth and were told that they've lived there for millennials of time, and that they are the ones from the original creation. Well, man himself, though he's a surface dweller, we could trace our genetic offspring from a divine creator that created us in his image. That's the creator. Well, where do we get now for the projection of the time that we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and such as never will be? What is going to free us from this system of confusion. Are we living within? Are we living without? Are you going to escape? Or are you going to be one of those that are left in doubt? The Bible said, he that doubteth is damned, and he that will possess or proceed or pursue knowledge without fear. Notice this, ladies and gentlemen, that there must be a time when the mysteries of God will be finished. Is there really a north or south pole? Are they going to really exist? Are they really openings to the hollow interior of the earth? Are flying saucers, which have been reported around the world, are they coming from the hollow interior of the earth, or are they coming through the polar openings, or are they coming from somewhere outside our dimensional system? Well, that's some of the things that we need to know. Remember, I told you that the temperatures that rise as we go north to warmer degrees, which is opposite of the things that we're told in reality and theory that should be happening. Something meaning that there is a warmer existence in the hollow earth, that warming central sun coming from there. And we are now in a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, to figure out the things that must be figured out for the mysteries to be solved in the end time. Now, I want to give you the last theory as we get into the second portion of our message tonight on the hollow earth. Did you know that the scriptures talk about people being held captive in the earth? And for that, we're going to go over to, we'll have to go to two writers, basically, and of all things, surprisingly, we go to the New Testament scriptures where it is recorded in 1 Peter. Now, I quoted this in the first segment, but I didn't elaborate, and I promised you I would, and I'm keeping my promise in part two of the hollow earth. This is an amazing revelation. This is something that you need to know that the Bible expounds on. It's in the book of Peter, and it takes into account the episode of a revelation that most people have no understanding on what Yahweh is causing this prophet here to talk about. We're going to start at verse 17. For it is better if the will of God, so be that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ has also suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, and that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. While the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth now also save us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there's a prison that spoke about in the earth? The Bible says when the Messiah died, he went to the heart of the earth. Did he go inside the earth, or was he inside going to the outside, where we would talk about the place being paradise? Which one has the paradise effect of longevity? Does all that live on the surface have a long-lasting life? No. We have reduced our lifespan down to 120 by the sum of almost 890 years. We have taken off, our lifespan drastically reduced by being surface dwellers when possibly we came from Adam came from an inward earth. Or is it that Adam was a inward being driven to the outward, or the outward driven to the inward? These theories I want you to study about in the aspect of the Scripture. Now, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read about what it says in we're going to start at verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, wherein he saith that he ascended up on high, and he led captivity captivity, and gave gifts unto men. Did he go up, or did he go in? Did he go in, or did he go out? From which point of reference do we attend? That's the question. Now, he that ascended, what is it that he descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things, and that he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. And that's what preachers are for, is to perfect your understanding, to advance these things that are very difficult to comprehend. It's a very complex and a very complicated matter of understanding. Did Peter tell the truth? Did Paul speak the truth when he said that he that ascended first descended, where Peter said it was a place in the earth where there were prisoners kept? Now, let's think about this. Now, we know that there's theories that people have lowered microphones into the earth and they heard screams and cries. We've always been fascinated and fearful of sounds that come from the earth. The old Indians said that someone lived in the earth. So these theories are way back in ancient time been suggested, and the theory is that we only fear what we don't know. Nobody's ever been, they say, to the interior of the earth. It's impossible because the earth is solid. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that man is boring into the earth? That we have now secret bases, secret places for those of power that is going to try to escape because they're going to go into the dens of the earth. Could this be the seed of Cain? Could this be the children who want to follow example and to join their ancestral connection and genetics of thinking? Did you know that there is a possibility that Cain went to the interior of the earth and that Adam's sons lived on the exterior with a genetic mixture between the two? Oh my, that's a theory that we're going to advance to you tonight. That Cain and Abel were the first subjects to have an opportunity to prove themselves. Abel proved himself worthy of offering up a more able sacrifice than did Cain. Therefore, Abel. Able to perform. Able to discern. Able to know the difference between a blood covering and a vegetable offering of the hands. And the Bible says that these Cain dwellers were restricted because the surface of the earth became unbearable to them, and they would not have the earth yield to them. What was it that was so horrible about Cain that Yahweh cursed Cain from the face of the earth? Cain said, "You have driven me from the earth." Yahweh said, "You're going to dwell in the earth." Well, ladies and gentlemen, if my theory is correct, and that we're not alone in this earth or on this earth, and each one has a chance of finding the other. And Cain was afraid that those who were on the surface would find him and kill him and hunt him down like a criminal. And so therefore Yahweh gave him an escape by saying, I'm going to drive you from the face of the earth. Now, with the longevity difference between the two lifespans, Cain, if he had a longer lifespan, remember, they were building cities of enormous magnitude, didn't say where they were being built, but they were being built. At one time, man might have had the run of the earth both in and out. The theory is not so far advanced beyond the theory of reality that we do have a hollow earth as well as a surface earth. Did you know that Adolf Hitler and the ones that served in the Third Reich, that they believed that the earth was hollow and that there were ancient mighty ones that lived in the interior of the earth, and they set out as a sponsored Nazi sponsored expedition to find the opening into the inner earth? Did Hitler have a connection with these mighty ones? We know that these planes were, in World War II, the Allies reported that there were several examples of these discs that flew along beside, monitored, the Allied warplanes as they came in to certain places. They were followed and harassed in some places with these flying discs. What were they? Where'd they come from? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we find that when we got into Germany and when Germany was conquered, we found that they were working on a machine that would defile gravity. Where'd they get this information? Who passed it on to them? Why were they favored? Why were they so advanced and their technology that they were leap years and light years ahead of the Allies? And why is it that we have the purpose of these mysteries to present ourselves today? That we know that there's something beyond the tree of life and the restriction that the Father placed upon man, lest he put forth his hand and eat of the tree of life and unlawfully live forever. Now, what is the example? Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now, what is flesh and blood? It's bound and it's cursed. Once appointed for a man to die, and after the death, there comes a judgment. Now, the Bible said that everything in the earth was judged, in the earth. Everything on the earth and everything in heaven bowed the knee to Yahweh. Now, that is an amazing theory, that there's three different dimensions or places mentioned specifically in the Bible, along with the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, the third chapter being expelled from the garden, fourth chapter saying that Cain and his seed would be driven from the face of the earth. And the next verse of Scripture said he would be put in the earth. Are there beings that we will eventually have to deal with? Are we now in contact with those of the inward earth? Are we now in contact with those who have purposed in the last days, when the mysteries of Yahweh are going to be finished? Are we now at that point when all of these great mysteries, these theories that I've advanced, are going to be in a day that they will be revealed? The mysteries of God in the last days are going to be finished. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that beyond all shadow of doubt, that seems right is not right. And that which seems wrong could be right. Do you know where you came from? Do you know where you're going? If you can solve this great mystery and this great riddle, why that the gods in this case Yahweh, the Creator, with the approval of Elohim, who bound and joined with him against Satan and his angels who were in opposition when they fought over this covenant issue of eternal life and death. Now we find that the Bible says that Satan and his angels rebelled because Yahweh took away their eternal redemption. There's no redemption for them that have fell. If you fall in the great deception, you too must suffer the eternal consequences of being forever banished, as was Cain, from the face or the presence of Yahweh into the earth. Not on the earth. It don't say he was driven onto the earth. It said he was driven in the earth. The punishment was in the earth, separated from, to a point of time when Satan and his angels, who had a prison in the earth, ladies and gentlemen, there was a prison where Yahweh's children were trapped. Now, however that dimensional exchange came about, whether you have to die to go to it, or whether you can literally, physically, in the third dimensional natural, go into the earth as Admiral Byrd claimed to do, and there he saw enormous green meadows and mountains. He saw these extinct earth animals that were surface animals, the mammals that he saw, the long-tushed elephant, the saber-toothed tigers that we have long thought was extinct. He recorded in evidence that they were there in the hollow earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have to make a logical decision. It's not where you have to make it. It is that time will present itself where you will have to choose this day. Is Cain in the earth? Are they mighty? Are they knowledgeable? Were they building the towers of technology? Are they superior? Are they far ahead of the advancement of the surface people? If not within the earth, we know that Satan and his angels are somewhere, if not in, outside the earth realm, where we exist on the surface. Or are we in the hollow earth? And are we fooled with illusionary tactics of the gods that purposely tried to deceive us to forbid us from coming back in and taking the tree of life? All these questions beg an answer. I'll leave it up to you, the listener, to weigh in the balance the verdicts of your understanding to be presented to the Father in the time when every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, not only of those on the earth, not only of those in heaven, but also those in the earth. Three distinct, separate, but inseparable situations where that each of those responsible, those in the earth, and we know the prison was there, we know that the Messiah went down there. Wherever it is, if we say down or up, depending on the paradox of the opposites of the illusion that we've been given. Maybe the things that appear are not as they are. And maybe the things that appear as are ain't, because of the illusionary factor that we are now in the mirrored aspect of living in the earth, but have a feeling and sensation because we have no term of measurement of reality, and that Satan or something has come and defiled our understanding, that we've been perverted, and Yahweh himself has hidden these things until the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready, for the time is coming, according to the Mayan calendar, when we're going to have this dramatic time and this space time when time will reverse. At that time, at the 13th cycle of the cycles of the electronic manifestation of measured time, will come to a definite standstill in the earth. the earth is going to stand still as it goes through earth hurling as a giant ball of dirt, where Yahweh himself suspended it on the foundation of nothing and hung it out there and gave us a mystery. Oh, I could go into some of the mysteries that are expounded into the earth that begs an answer. And yet, neither science and neither psychology or neither spiritual men have been able to figure out. The Bible says the time will come when Yahweh will figure these things out through man. Man will be given this knowledge, and knowledge will increase. I believe the day's here. We're two strokes or ticks away of time to coming down to the point of the 13th decimal of cycle, where we reverse the poles, time stands still, and we go back the other way. Now, why do I say that? Because I believe that Satan and the carnal mind of man has had the run of power and authority on the earth as we are out of harmonic cycle with Yahweh's time. That we've been given a strong delusion, and that we've been given blindness not to understand these great mysteries that God has allotted and allowed for a time span until the development and the process of man has evolved in his spiritual makeup to where he can be ready to come back as the God that he was created to be, to stand in the face of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed my time is come and gone. Part two of the Hollow Earth. And if you need a copy of the Hollow Earth, I would ask you to write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, that's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. I'd be glad to send you the 2-hour as we have advanced some theories to try to provoke you to think, to try to expand your thinking capacity beyond the things that seem right, into the realm of possibilities of things are not as they are, that we have been taken and turned inside out or outside in, depending on the theory that you accept. You're either on the earth or you're in the earth, looking out to come out of the earth, or out of the earth looking to come in. Any way it goes, we have to merge the two possibilities into reality and let the illusionary factors of the satanic influence or the deception of even the mighty ones who have framed this system of illusion to trick us until the appointed time. Now, with the Bible saying that God shall send them a strong delusion, we could be part of the process if we're not careful, if we don't study, if we don't pray, to be caught up in the delusionary factor of the things that seem right and are not. So expand your thinking. Think on these things. Pray on these things. Fast on these things. Call on Him while He can be found. And the God that would answer the inward man, where he's outside in a flesh body trying to find his way back from whence he came or where he was driven from to take and possess the tree of life. And the steps are critical. Be careful how you step. Be careful how you think. For as a man thinketh, he's judged by it. And by your words you are blessed, or by your words you're condemned. Make sure that you do not restrict yourself into a restriction of the carnal mind, that you could escape or miss the effects and the wisdom and the knowledge and the joy unspeakable of the full knowledge of Yahweh. Well, my time is here and my time is gone. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or you can call me tonight and leave a message. I'm in Festival in Morristown, Tennessee. We wouldn't give you a number here because we are in Festival. If you will, write me a letter tonight. Don't call me. If you do call, leave a message on voicemail. We'll pick it up when we return on the 19th. I'll be home on the 19th. I'm in fellowship, and we have baptized 14 souls into the great magnanimous name of Yahweh. It's been glorious. It's been powerful. We've had signs and witnesses, and we're going to display them, the signs that we've had. on our website, pretty soon you'll see, as Brother Bob gets everything situated, and Brother Clinton, and they post it on the website, we'll show you some miracles that God sent us signs from the heavens of His approval of how we have witnessed Him in the second Passover by offering up an acceptable sacrifice, holy and without wrath and without doubting, that we press toward the mark and the high calling which is in our Father. Well, remember Dr. Gary tonight. Don't have his telephone number in front of me, can't get it, but you remember him, and write me and call me and leave me a message, and we'll send you the information that is acceptable. Also, we have Brother Paul's 800 number. We'll give it to you next week. We don't have it in front of us right now, but we will be doing that, praise Yahweh. So remember our sponsors, remember our supporters, remember those that hold our hands up to advance to you some theories as well as examples of demonstrable spiritual applications of knowledge pressed down and running over into your cup of joy. May the good King of all, may He bless you, may He keep you safe, and may the blessings be until next Sunday night, live on WWCR around the world on the Jewel of the South, transmitting right here live on WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. Blessings be in Yahweh.